Welcome to it. Welcome to the real world of being 3-0. Best team in the AFC? No question.
No doubt.
Best team in the AFC West? No question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's ugly or pretty. Just win. You've watched enough football in the first 3 weeks of the season. You've seen it. Teams can't do it. What happened to Baker Mayfield? He met Bo Nix.
Boy, he met Bo Nix yesterday, didn't he? How good was Bo Nix? Best rookie quarterback in the NFL, and it ain't even close.
Right? You had primetime Kurt again yesterday.
Yes.
Played well. Didn't have a turnover.
No, he had an INT in that game.
That's right, he did.
He had a big INT in that game yesterday.
Jamari Connor.
Jamari.
Two-fifths of his offensive line left midway through the game yesterday, but whatever.
Maybe they made a business decision.
Maybe they did. How about that story that's coming out tonight, last night,
Antonio
early this morning,
Pierce,
Antonio Pierce and the Raiders. People are making business decisions, and we're going to make business decisions about them.
That's right.
It's getting good in Las Vegas right now. I heard a stat this morning that they've now played 36 games, I think, in Las Vegas, and they've lost 18 of their first 36 games in Las Vegas. When they started as a franchise in Oakland, they lost 18 of their first 100 home games in Oakland. So this is a Raider franchise, man, that no matter who they hire, they're trying to find their way. They even put Aiden O'Connell in there yesterday. So wild day in the NFL, and that's why if you're waking up this morning and you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, the Chiefs barely escaped. This is a big win in this league now, Dusty. I mean, this thing is off the rails already. I mean, we were just kind of texting back and forth yesterday going, okay, this team lost, but they beat this team last week who then lost. Like, it's just a mess of a puzzle right now in the NFL. Other than the Chiefs, I mean, who are you looking at that you can say is a legit team? Maybe we'll find out Buffalo is tonight, but Miami's done. Baltimore, you know, who knows what they're all about. Dallas is clearly cooked. And, I mean, we're 3 weeks into the season, and again, everything we knew in week one, we forgot in week two. Everything we knew in week two, we clearly forgot in week three, other than the Chiefs just find ways to win. And that's what this sucker is all about, man. Survive in advance. And keep that in mind as you wake up this morning and you're thinking, Travis Kelce didn't do anything. Patrick Mahomes was off target. The offense needs Pacheco back. They found a way to get a win yesterday in Atlanta. And I thought it was a damn good win yesterday. Welcome back, Nick Bolton, too. How about that?
Kidding. We'll talk to Derek Johnson coming up here in about an hour or so. Really interested to hear what he has to say about that, because there's no doubt about it. Nick Bolton was the best player in the field last night.
No doubt. I mean, Nick Bolton came to play. He had heard 2 weeks of everybody talking about how, oh my God, where's Nick Bolton? He's probably playing himself out of Kansas City for a contract, and then goes in there last night and has arguably the play of the game with a big defensive stop on fourth down. And, you know, twice on the final two drives, they held Atlanta on fourth down. What a great job defensively, I thought, yesterday by everybody out there. Turk Wharton's making plays. Leo Chenal's making plays out there yesterday. Shamari Connor making plays. Trent McDuffie's making plays when he's not getting called for a faux pass interference call. Right. I mean, even Chris Jones is all over the place yesterday. Like, I thought this defense as a unit really, really stepped it up. And after they gave up that big play and touchdown to Kyle Pitts, they allowed a field goal the rest of the way. I mean, that's how good they were yesterday. Tip of the cap to the defense, man.
No doubt. Play the game.
Atlanta gets out of the huddle. Cousins will be under center on fourth down and a yard to go. Long count. They give it off. Bashaun Robinson hit in the backfield. He goes down. Kansas City holds on downs again. Nick Bolton scrapes to the outside and makes the hit. And Kansas City defensively holds on downs. Fourth down at the 6 and now the 13. And preserves a 22-17 lead at 51 seconds to go in the game.
Nick Bolton said, we're ready to get out of Atlanta.
Yep.
This is the game. This is where I am, that guy. Obviously, he was dinged up that night. A couple plays where he, you know, got up a little gingerly.
Boy, he gets hurt a lot, doesn't he? Because he's playing reckless, man.
When you play linebacker like Isaiah Pacheco runs, I can see that. But I see a stat on TV right now. A lot of people will blame the pass interference in the end zone, whatever.
Right,
some people will blame this or that. Look, the Falcons had 8 plays inside the red zone on their final 2 drives, 0 points.
Yeah, you got to take a field goal, too, at some point in time if you're Raheem Morris. I mean, you're down, what, 5 or something
right.
in that situation. kick a field goal, stay down two, go back and kick another field goal, maybe you win that football game. But yeah. I think, you know, in some of those situations, guys get greedy. Take the points when you have the opportunity to take the points. And who knows, maybe the Atlanta Falcons are winning that game 23-22 yesterday instead of the Chiefs coming out on top 22-17. So you take advantage of mistakes made all over the place. And the Chiefs are great about that, man. If you make a mistake and you let them hang around and you let them just be there and kind of lay in the weeds, they're going to find a way to do it. And they've won 9 straight football games now dating back to last season. And I just don't know if there's anybody right now in the league that you could physically say, or whatever the word is you want to use, that's better than this football team right now. Even with the warts and some of the things that we don't like, you know, about this team right now,
yeah,
they're still head and shoulders better than everybody else out there because they know how to win. They find ways to win and they do those little things that are necessary. That's a championship contender right there because they've been there before. These guys have been through the tough times. They've been through the growing pains. They know what it takes to win a football game. And boy, Nick Bolton, Rashee Rice, the offensive MVP of last night's game. Dudes are stepping up, man. I like the way that they played last night. That's a team win yesterday. I know we've gotten accustomed over the years to winning games and blowouts and offensive, you know, fireworks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Those days may be done. This has become more of a team over the last 2 years than it was in the past where the offense just had to lead the way.
I was going
to
say that felt like a full team win.
It did.
Last night, I mean, Carson Steele did his job.
Really nice performance.
Missed his sister's wedding.
Right.
He said he's married to the game in a post-game interview with Rodney Harrison, I believe. It also just kind of was one of those games where there were times, right? Like the first drive, Atlanta marched down, did their business. And then Mahomes throws the interception. You're just kind of like, what is going on here? And then, you know, the rest of the game, I know it's a lot of people don't like to dive into the stat book, but when you look at all the categories they went in, right? Total yards, they had 345. They had more than Atlanta, who had 311. Atlanta did have more yards per play. But the Chiefs had 128 rushing yards as opposed to the 82 from Atlanta, who have a All-American, All-World running back in Bijan Robinson.
Really, I didn't see him last night. Was he inactive? I missed him.
Missed him, he was one of the guys that carried. He was the guy that carried the ball in the last play of the game. The Nick Bolton guy.
Yeah, I missed Bijan Robinson, who's held to his lowest total of rushing yards, second lowest total of rushing yards in his career last night.
Well, that's
by the Chiefs, man. Like it reminded me of Derrick Henry in the AFC Championship game.
Well, that's what happens when you have guys on your offense or your defensive line like Chris Jones and Wharton.
Wharton was great last night.
Felix
amazing.
Duke Uzama looked great last night.
Felix looked
right?
great. Are we still talking about, you know, cutting FAU? Are we still worried about FAU? Because he came screaming around the blind side and blew up Kirk Cousins.
Well, if you're mad at FAU, FAU will say FU to you because he had his game last night.
He was good last night, man.
Offensive line didn't allow a sack.
Nope.
The Chiefs almost ran 20 more plays than the Falcons. I mean, 72-56.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs dominated in time of possession almost 10 minutes longer than the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, each had a turnover, so that cancels itself out. Each punted 3 times. But the Chiefs were 6-14 on third down.
Yeah, you got to be better.
When you do that and your opponent goes 2-9, you're going to win most games when you win those sort of stats. And, you know, it's interesting because the Chiefs don't have to do it in the flashy ways that they've done in the past. Look, Rashee Rice was a monster last night.
Right.
Had almost like 15 targets. So Patrick Williams has his guy.
He's got his guy.
Juju Smith-Schuster was fine inside the red zone.
Who had Juju scoring a touchdown before Kelsey this year? Did you have that on the bingo card?
I did not. My 2-touchdown Kelsey bet did not pan
didn't
out.
Didn't work so good yesterday.
It didn't work for me. Max Parlay didn't work out either.
No. Over in the first quarter.
And swing and a miss by me on that when I set you all up this week. I thought it was going to be. They tried to get it to Kelsey. I think they tried to get it to Kelsey yesterday, but.
Well,
I will talk about him as the morning goes along.
We will.
Man.
We'll get into it. And I've got a couple of takes on Travis as well that I think will help people ease their way into the conversation. But look, you know what? We're not always right, right? I own that. I'll admit
we're wrong.
We're wrong
more than we're right, man.
Yeah, it's like betting. You know, you miss 5 parlays in a row, but then you hit one that cashes out $550, and it all comes back to play.
Right. You're all feeling good.
But, I mean, a call what it is last night. You went on the road for the first time against an NFC opponent. You watched what everybody did Sunday. Like, I was about to text you guys this and about to say, I'm a little nervous. By the way, Mac, who'd you have winning this game?
Yeah, did you have Atlanta, Mac? Yeah, had that go for you, buddy. Don't bet against the Chiefs. You'll learn sooner rather than later.
We got Buffalo,
well,
Britain.
We're going to lose some games. So.
We got Buffalo, Britain, and we got Atlanta, Morris.
Atlanta, Mac. I like Atlanta, Mac.
Hey,
I think it flows
I'm fine
better.
Being wrong this time. I was glad about
I'm fine being wrong. I'll pick against the team every time if it means they're going to win.
And I almost sent you guys a text that I'm watching the slate of games today. I'm a little nervous. I mean, Houston got absolutely blasted by Minnesota.
Houston got motorboated by Minnesota yesterday. Sam Darnold, best USC quarterback in the NFL, and it's not even close.
Okay. I mean, right now. I mean, ceiling's not very high, though, when it comes to
this. No, it never has been for USC quarterbacks, though.
But the thing that's interesting is, like, you go through these games yesterday, and then you get to the Chiefs game at Sunday night, and you're like, okay, just survive in advance.
Survive in advance.
Because you look at what happened yesterday around the league. We'll get into the other games as well, but you look at what the game was leading into that. You look at it and you say, okay, Denver gets a surprise win against Tampa Bay, which I didn't see that coming.
Did not see that one coming. Baker Mayfield playing like Bo Nix. Bo Nix playing like Baker Mayfield yesterday.
The Chargers got beat up in more ways than one.
Oh, my God. I mean, are they going to be able to field a team? The Chiefs are now a 9-point favorite going into this game on Sunday. It opened as a 3.5-point favorite for the Chiefs. That tell you how big the line swing was with,
right.
I think the Chargers lost every named player that they had yesterday, including Joe Alt, which sucks because he's really good. And I'd like to see that kid play a little bit, but I'm glad he's maybe going to miss this game. And then you got the quarterback who's all banged up, leaving in a walking boot yesterday. Like, he probably shouldn't have played yesterday.
Not at all. And we kind of thought that was going to be a reoccurring thing, but you look at what happens around the league, right? Yep. Like, Houston loses. They're a threat to you in the AFC. We've all can agree to that. You're 1-0 against Baltimore. You're 1-0 against Cincinnati. Cincinnati will play tonight against Washington. I think Cincinnati's going to blow them
out. I think Cincinnati destroys Washington tonight.
Well, they finally have their roster back. Higgins is going to play. Chase is there. Yep. Everybody's ready to go. I think that if you're a fantasy guy or you're a betting guy, Brian Robinson Jr. should have a big game. Outside of that, I can't really see that. But again, you got tiebreaker over Cincinnati. They might start getting their engine going again.
Yeah.
Baltimore looked completely just dominant over Dallas.
Until the last like 10 minutes of a game,
which
though.
Is fair.
I mean, jeez.
Classic Baltimore.
Can't finish out a game.
Yeah. And then, you know, you take care of business. You have another chance to take over a AFC West opponent next week, but you survived and you advanced. You're now 3-0. You sit at the top of the AFC with Pittsburgh. And we'll see what Buffalo does tonight. So if Buffalo kind of, you know, has a skid in the road tonight, that makes the picture that much more, visible for the ride of the three-peat. And the best thing you can do is just keep winning so that when you do have this Travis Kelce conversation coming up in a little bit, you can kind of sit everybody. And maybe you'll have such the luxuriousness of being able to sit everybody for 2 weeks,
right,
get a first-round bye, and then it's hit the ground running for a three-peat.
Well, and I also think, too, Pittsburgh and Kansas City, you're looking at a battle of unbeatens on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh. That's what this is shaping up for. You watch a battle of unbeaten in Pittsburgh. Their defense is freaking legit, though. I mean, they're giving up like 7 points a game or something like that. I mean, they flat out get after it. Pittsburgh can play, man. When you have a defense that plays like that, you're not going to lose many football games. And they have the best defensive player in football right now, too. And then the other one we didn't talk about, the Miami Dolphins are cooked as well. We can write them off. I mean, that is done. They took Skylar Thompson out of the game with an injury, put in somebody else. I don't know who the hell played yesterday, quarterback
Boyle.
Towards the end. Was it Tim Boyle yesterday?
Yeah.
So that's
did
where
you see the photo of him?
No, I didn't. No. Show it to me. I've got to see that one. All right.
Yeah.
I'll look at it. But Miami is cooked, and you know, there were four losers. I mean, teams that called the Carolina Panthers about Bryce Young, they ought to be calling about Bryce Young. They ought to be calling about Andy Dalton. They ought to be calling about all these quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford potentially out there. Maybe Brock Purdy needs to be traded because that 49er team is a flat out mess right now as well. So you just take a look at what went on in the NFL. It was Carnage City yesterday. We got a win. We survived. We advanced. We're 3-0. We're the best team in the NFL. And thank you, Chiefs, for getting a win yesterday, because the current win on Friday night, clinch a playoff spot. The rest of the weekend was pot, man. Yeah. It was just awful. The Royals, thanks for coming. We look at KU and K-State. Thanks for showing up. And then Missouri barely beating Vanderbilt at home. Chiefs saved the weekend yesterday. Hail to the Chiefs. They saved the weekend of what would have been a disastrous sports weekend.
That's why you wait all day till Sunday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's right.